Hey everybody, this is Lauren and welcome to Fit Friends Friday. Have you ever heard that quote that's happiness equals your reality minus your expectations? Well, that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. The question I'm thinking about is how can we manage our expectations so that we can get as much happiness as we can out of our reality? You know, you can't manage your reality. It is what it is, but you can manage your expectations. Now, this isn't to say that you should just lower your expectations about everything. It's more about setting accurate expectations, and I'll kind of explain what I mean by that. If you can set more accurate expectations, then you won't be disappointed over unnecessary things. Now, if you expected something awesome to happen and it didn't, I mean, you can be disappointed. But when we're talking about being a homeowner, for example, things are bound to go wrong with your house. You know, things are bound to go wrong with your computer and your car and all of the big purchases that we have in our life. So when something does go wrong with these things, we really shouldn't be that upset. Instead, we should be expecting that to happen eventually, and we should be planning. So let's say your computer just crashes, you know, it's 4+ years old and it crashes. I know for me, I usually would be so upset, so annoyed, like, oh my gosh, why did this happen? When you think about it logically, it was bound to happen. It was going to happen at one time or the other. So in order to increase our happiness, we should instead try to view this as, you know, something that's going to happen. Let's be prepared for it. Let's start setting aside money. And then that way, when it does happen, you're prepared. Another great example is fitness goals. And this one really strikes home for me and a lot of listeners, because this is our bread and butter of what we talk about, and this is what I talk about with a ton of people day in and day out. Fitness goals, you set a goal and you don't get there as quick as you want to, and you're discouraged, and your expectation was to have a killer bod by the summer, and it just didn't happen, right? Setting accurate expectations for your body, for your life, is so important if you really want to see long-term results, because if you're expecting a very quick turnaround on weight loss or muscle definition, and you don't get it, then you're more likely to quit, et cetera, et cetera. So with many goals in our life, if we have more realistic expectations of how long it's going to take us, we are then more likely to stick with those goals. The last example I want to talk about was friendships. I think this is kind of tricky, and I'm still figuring this one out on my own, but one thing I've learned is to set realistic expectations when it comes to your friends. Let's say you have a friend that's really flaky. Well, if you get annoyed every single time they flake on you, then it's almost like, why are you friends with them? If they do that to you all the time and it really bothers you, then what's the point? I think in this type of situation, you have to make the decision of either I'm going to look past this and I'm going to accept them the way they are. This is my expectation. And I'm going to stay friends with them because of all of the other great things about them. Or I can't get over this. And I'm just kind of, little by little, not see them anymore. This is with any sort of character trait, not just being flaky. But someone, if they have something that bugs you, I feel like you really either have to accept it, expect it to happen, so that you don't get upset every single time. Because people's behaviors are pretty repetitive. They're pretty predictable. So why do we get upset every single time someone does something when we could have expected it, right? In the moment, you know, you're thinking from your heart and you're reacting viscerally, where when you're able to kind of take a step back and look at this stuff logically, it's easier to set those expectations. So let me know what kind of expectations you've set to make yourself happier in the long run. I would love to know. Find us on Instagram @FitFriendsHappyHour, and we will talk to you on Monday.